Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 6:45, Tommy Tucker, WWL. If you go to our website right there at the top, WWL.com, you'll see Bombshell Report, NCAA ready to issue notice of level one recruiting violations to at least six schools. Will it be LSU? I don't know. I guess all we can do is wait. We're talking to Carlin Bowman now, senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Bernie Sanders, I guess, kind of explained what his view of socialism was, but I don't know if that I'm still clear. Good morning, Carlin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, and thank you for taking the time with us.
Happy to do so.
So Bernie Sanders trotted out 12 or 14 American flags, however many it was, and stood in front of them and invoked the name of FDR. He was trying to evoke it. What exactly did he say, Carlin? What is his view of socialism?
Well, he tried to defend it yesterday in a major speech, and I think he was reflecting some of the internal divisions in the Democratic Party. I think he wanted to speak to those in particular. We know that socialism is sort of a popular concept among younger people now, and some of Gallup's polling, you have about half of young people saying they like socialism, that they have a positive image of socialism, and of course many Democrats do too. And I think Sanders wanted to speak both to the audience of Democrats who are skeptical and to the audience of Democrats who are supportive of moving in the socialist direction. But nationally, the polls have been remarkably consistent. Socialism does not have a strong positive image among most Americans, and in Gallup's data in 2010, 12, 16, 18, you still had more than half saying that socialism had a negative image and only about 35% saying that it had a positive image.
I'm a parent of a 22-year-old, and she graduated with no student debt. Now, I had some scholarships and so forth, but I mention that because I get it in a way of students having a lot of debt and maybe the employment opportunities are limited. But I blame that on the parents, Carlin, and I'm laying a foundation here to get to my point. It's like the parents at some point didn't teach them how the real world was and didn't explain that if you go to, and I'm going to pick a school out of the air here, Wake Forest, and major in English literature and rack up $120,000 of student debt, at some point you're going to have to pay this back, and in order to pay this back, you're going to have to make X amount of money. I put that on the parents because I don't think an 18-year-old has the knowledge to make that decision. But that being said, the country has changed. And when it comes to young people saying they're in favor of socialism, do they really know what that entails, or do they just see it as free stuff?
Yeah, well, in Gallup's data, it's actually quite interesting because people had a very different idea of what socialism was when the questions were first asked about it in the late 1940s and 1950s, and they thought it had to do with communism and the problems and that entailed over on. Now people tend to think of it in terms of social justice and in terms of their top-of-the-head responses when you ask them what it means are really quite different from what they are today. I mean, for example, in a 1949 Gallup poll, the plurality response was government ownership or control, government ownership of utilities, everything controlled by the government. That's what people said when Gallup asked them about what socialism meant. And today they think it means something quite different. And yes, it is a problem of education, and it's also a problem of the disappearance of the Soviet threat. And so people are thinking anew about a lot of things. And certainly the country, I think, in many ways has been pulled somewhat to the left in the last, let's say, 10 to 15 years as I look at survey data, but mostly on social issues.
At any point did Bernie Sanders lay out what it is he thought or how it would look? And it's like, for example, we're doing this now. If I'm elected, we're going to do this. We're doing that now. If I'm elected, we're going to do that. Or is it still kind of a vague thing?
Yeah, I have not read the entire speech. I've just read the news accounts of it this morning, and I do want to go back and read the entire speech, but I think that he tried to spell out what it would mean in the context of the Democratic Party today.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, he did talk about FDR, and I'd like to know the comparisons between FDR and what he's proposing, the state of the country in both situations, and the efficiency or the efficacy of FDR's programs, and did they really help the country at that time? Carlin Bowman's our guest, senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. And we're talking about Bernie Sanders' speech where he, quote, laid out his vision for socialism. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL. You are minutes away from the latest news, weather, sports, etc. with WWL First News. Right now we're talking to Carlin Bowman, senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, about Bernie Sanders and his speech wherein, and again, Carlin, I got to go back and ask you, did he really say what his version of socialism would be or look like?
I've just been looking at the speech, and I'm not sure that he did. And he tried to frame it in this term, and here's a key paragraph. On the one hand, he said there's a growing movement toward oligarchy and authoritarianism. On the other hand, in opposition to oligarchy, there is a movement of working people and young people who in ever-increasing numbers are fighting for justice. So that's what he tried to say his vision of socialism would be. And again, that's a very different way of talking about socialism from what we saw in the early polls in the 1940s and 50s when they talk about it more in terms of government control. He actually gave a similar speech in 2015, looking back at that particular speech, where he talked about Medicare for all, creating tuition-free public colleges, raising taxes on the wealthy. Now, a lot of Democrats are talking about those things, but he called this the unfinished business of the New Deal, trying to tie it to a very popular president, FDR. And Biden said he ought to be able to say what he wants to say, but this is an issue that ought to divide Democrats.
Let me ask you this question that comes in via text. And I get this often whenever we discuss socialism. It says, what about adults who buy a house in a city that is so close to sea level that it has to be protected by levees, then complain that market flood insurance is too high? My dad taught me that was a bad idea, but you got your government subsidies. And the only thing I'll say here is private insurance will not write flood policies. The federal government does NFIP. And I guess what they're saying is that subsidized flood insurance is a form of socialism.
Yes. Well, I think that that would be true if, in fact, the federal government were writing that. You were correct about that. So I think the definition is in some ways elastic, but at the same time, I think people used to know in terms of government control exactly what it meant. But now, again, it's a different way of thinking in terms of the social justice warriors, and Bernie Sanders really sees those people as being his followers. But government is doing more, has been doing a lot more than certainly that it was done in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. We've got a very big government. It causes a lot of problems, and I think the person who texted that message raised a good one.
In terms of the way we started our conversation with young people and student debt, et cetera, are millennials or Generation Xers or Yers or Zers or whatever we're on now, because of the college debt, maybe the student debt they racked up, they didn't realize that eventually they would have to pay for this. Could that in some way influence their opinion as it relates to government socialism, as in, yes, give, 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 not realizing that eventually somebody has to pay for this?
Exactly. I think that young people just have a lot of very idealistic, unrealistic ideas very, very young in life. And once you get out in the working world, things change when you realize that that's not exactly how it works.
So within the Democratic Party, you mentioned some candidates trying to adapt maybe or come close to Bernie Sanders' plan because it is popular in terms of affecting the election in 2020. Is that just a dirty word if you form or at least broach any form of socialism, and will that kill you come election day in 2020?
Well, as I said, you have a majority of Democrats, but it's not a huge majority of Democrats supporting the idea of socialism. So clearly it appeals to a lot of people in the Democratic Party. And when you think about John Hickenlooper, the governor, former governor of Colorado, John Delaney, the congressman who have been pushing back very hard, saying, Medicare for all isn't going to work. We don't want people to give up their private insurance. I mean, they're pushing back very hard, but they were all booed at the Democratic gathering in California. And so in that sense, the Democratic Party has definitely moved to the left, and this started before Obama, interestingly.
Thank you, Carlin. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
We talk to you again. Have a great day.
I hope so. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.